What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this nigga? Cause I've been at it since the past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick. Oh, I love his unicorn. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love his unicorn.
This is Quest F. Deck off.
Too shy and quick.
All the stars.
I feel them.
All the hits.
You let up here.
This is.
You let up.
Majima's Radio.
Hello, Dumelang, and a good afternoon to whoever you are listening. It is the Diva Drive podcast, back at it again at Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and also engage with you guys. And we are really ready to plug you with all of the juice and what's been up and happening right here in the beautiful GQ, nationwide and also worldwide. Ikamalam gubongegile ngwaka vumisa, pretty ella, and I am never riding solo. I'm with the amazing...
Of course.
How are you?
Good, thanks, and how are you, ma'am?
Good, man. It's really nice to have you, to host with you again, Yamgela. You're looking pretty, by the way. Yamgela is like eating face card.
Ma'am.
Like, I mean, it's even, the exams, Mara.
Even, the though face cards. Even though the child's the exams.
I know. I'm like, why? Like, face cut and like,
it's never exams. Declines.
It never declines. Yes, that's the spirit. I really love that. And it's so freezing here in PE. Like
last week, it was all over the place.
Yo,
and my
man.
Heater is not working.
Oh, shame. And oh my word, that's
I was in
crazy.
Shambles. I was freezing.
And worst of it all, like, it's so cold here in South Campus. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, when you get off from the actual shuttles or something. And
there's
you,
that breeze.
Yeah. Yeah, especially around the t-shirt. Madiba t-shirt. Oh, that's the craziest place to be at in winter. Yeah, and we will be bringing you guys unmatched heat to keep you warm and also informed right here on the Diba Drive podcast. Maybe, like, you have a flu or something. Don't worry. We've got you.
We're here to bring you exclusive content all day long.
Yes.
We do have our scoop of the day. Mm-hmm. The Shaka Ilembe season 2 premiere.
And I can't wait us to get into that, because, like, I was like on Insta, on TikTok, like, it's Shaka Ilembe everything.
I also cannot wait to unpack that. I saw the dresses.
Man.
Everyone was devouring.
Everyone,
not
actually.
Everyone, but yeah, people were devouring. They ate.
I really loved it. I really loved it, but I want us to go into deeper context a little bit later on.
Okay,
so.
Cool. And then we do have Shebashit, who opens up about heart-wrenching loss, his loss of his daughter, as well as our Drive Spotlight, where we're beaming light on someone or people making big moves in the industry.
Wow, we have a lot today to discuss.
A lot. Not forgetting. We do have our Diva Convo as well, the youth and power. And we have the ultimate question.
I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, let's not get into it now.
We'll get into it later.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of time.
Of course, let's get into the Shaka Ilembe.
Yeah.
Season 2 premiere. The gold carpet was glowing at Monte Cassino as stars and African royalty came out to celebrate the launch of Shaka Ilembe Season 2. Yes. It was a cultural showcase filled with fashion, tradition, and pure elegance. And of course, the dress code or the dress theme was African royalty.
And they did live up to their theme. Man.
It was a dress code that demands more. This theme demanded a deep commitment to showcasing authentic African heritage and craftsmanship, transcending tribal lines to embody the true spirit of African royalty.
I want to ask you, Yamgelane, what were your three best looks? Like, before we even get into it, your best three looks, like, tell me.
My first one would be Nomza Mombatha. That's my girl.
She ate.
She ate one down.
One thing that I really loved about her whole outfits, it was like, I am the queen. Yes, I am acting the queen on Shaka Ilembe. But
she is the queen.
Literally.
Like, in real time.
Listen, I really love the everything
from the hair to the beads to the dress to the look, everything.
She embodied that whole look. In fact, she was like living it. She brought it to life,
and it screamed royalty. It screamed the theme.
It did. Now that's what you do when you're told what it just called et.
When you are given the theme, you need to stick to the theme.
Stick to it, yes.
Exactly.
Don't you have two more?
Second one would be Hope Mbele.
Oh,
did you see that elephant, thingy?
It was so nice. Was it designed by is it Richard?
Pupo Kumede.
One of the best designers in South Africa. I really love Pupo Kumede,
and I loved it. It had that mini veil thingy.
It was,
and then the dress.
Yes.
It was like it's made for her. Of course, it is made for her.
It was.
But yeah, it was like a beautiful sculpture. She fitted into the dress.
Yes, and everything matched everything, like from the hair, from the dress.
From the dress, like, everything.
Even the person was wearing the dress. Yeah. It was just like amazing.
She ate.
Yeah.
My third one would be none other than Uyanda Hlangabezo, the Big Brother finalist.
Oh, yes. I saw him with
Eight down girl booty. He ate. I think he is one of the best male dresses that were there in the premiere because people came in tuxedos. It was just normal tuxedos, like the one that you wear in weddings, of which that was not the thing.
I was actually disappointed by Uthembinkosi Mthembu.
I am talking about him. That is where my conversation is leading. I was very disappointed in him.
I was so disappointed.
He just wore your normal tuxedo,
velvet tuxedo. The awards or something. Guys, like, we're speaking Shaka Ilembe here. Hello.
We are talking about the theme that demands more.
Yes.
Demands more, not your tuxedos. I was so disappointed as well in him.
Man, he was not giving. But for me, the top three has to be, first of all, obviously, Nomsa Mombatsa.
Of course.
Secondly, it has to be Lemohang Tsipa, the actual Shaka.
Oh, yes, the guy.
He looked really nice, man. Yes,
yes,
I really
he looked
loved
beautiful,
it.
Handsome.
And who else? Like, everyone looked really nice there. Oh, and also Nelisiwe Sibiya, if you know
the
her.
The brown fit.
Yes,
I did
with
see
the isikolo. Oh, man, she looked absolutely beautiful. She looked nice. I really loved her.
Mm. Yeah, people did try to bring their A game, but not really. I'd say maybe 60% of them brought their A game, and then the 40%. And I do have to emphasize that I'm very disappointed in my people, the Xhosa tribe from the Eastern Cape.
I saw Zozibini, and I think she was wearing like a Tebe Magugu outfit or something.
That was just a big dress.
Yes, it
like
there wasn't
a big
much.
Cream dress and a print on the side.
Yeah.
There was really not much into it, but I think the hairstyle ate though. The only thing that stood out was the hair. Other than that, she did not stick to theme.
Yeah, well, for me, like, throughout the actual premiere and everything, what stood out for me is the hair from the ladies. Like,
yes,
I really
love
really it when
they really
did just
bring their A game on the hair.
Yes, we're breaking the boundaries. We're not just saying, okay, Kenya, install lang to figure out how with my.
Yeah, there were no installations.
There were no installations.
I think there might have been one, but a few of them.
That's what I liked. I was like, yo, people ate with different types of hair. I was like, yes, that's what I want to see.
Really did.
That's
they
what
really
I
want to
see. So it was really, really amazing. So, if you haven't watched Ushai Shaka Ilembe, this is what you can expect. It is the rise of the King Shaka Ilembe. As he will be reigning over Kwanobamba, facing political intrigue, battlefield confrontations and personal dilemmas. Expanded horizons as the story goes on to explore neighboring kingdoms as the Swati Highlands and the Xhosa Highlands. That is one of my favorite things, by the way, because we're not focusing on the Zulus now.
Yes.
Let us bring on other tribes, the Xhosas and the Swatis. And I haven't watched, by the way. I'm sorry. I will watch, though.
I have watched. And it's something else, man. It's interesting. It's not your normal daily shows.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not
that's
your
what
normal
I, that's
daily
what
shows.
I loved it about it, because when I came here in PE, like, I used to watch, like, season one was so amazing.
It was very amazing.
One thing about the actual production of Shaka Ilembe is the cinematography. It's absolutely beautiful. It is filmed in KZN, and everything looks absolutely beautiful.
Like,
I love
from
it.
The houses, the fits, everything.
Yes.
Everything.
I absolutely love it.
That they did not only include Zulu actors, there are also Xhosa actors, your Tswana actors. Umzekelo Ushaka. Ushaka is not a Zulu speaking person.
I was about to get onto that.
He's not a Zulu speaking person.
And he's killing that role.
Yeah, he is.
He
definitely
he's literally
is.
Literally Ushaka. I really love it.
Ilembe Lamalembe.
And also, if you know Vusi Gunene, he plays the Tsonga King or something, Tsonga Chief or something.
Along those lines. Yes. Along those lines.
Man, he's killing his Xitsonga is on another level, by the way. Like, he's killing it.
That's oh, yeah. All of them are killing their roles.
Yeah. I really love the versatility of our South African actors. I really love it. Okay. So, it's also deepened character arcs as Ushaka evolves from exile to a strategist and empire builder. His mentor, Udingiswayo, grapples with leadership. And Mkabayi's aura reveals unexpected emotions and depth as even a surprising love interest.
Right.
So Mkabayi finds love in season 2, guys. So.
Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
It's airing on the 15th, right? 15th of June. So do make sure to catch it on Mzansi Magic.
Yeah.
Channel 161.
Yes, and also try and catching up on season 1 on Show Max or Ama Reruns on Mzansi Way 2.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not say we didn't plug you. Please.
Exactly.
Please.
Back to our gold carpet.
Yes.
Back to the one that stole the spotlight. Mm-hmm. So, talking about Nomzamo's outfit, it was handcrafted by Gert Johan Kutsi.
Oh, wow.
So, it was a gown that was featuring over 10,000 beads and 1,000 kori shells.
Wow. Gert actually did the whole entire...
Whole entire thing. Wow. Whole entire fit. Everything.
Guys, you know what I think about Gert Johan Kutsi is that you could actually go to Gert and tell him I'm attending the Met Gala. I want you to put me on. Go to the Met Gala and you're not going to receive any critic whatsoever. Because and he always eats, man.
Everyone could just tell that is Gert's work.
Yes.
Without even you having to say, okay, my designer was. They already know who designed that.
That was so pretty, man.
Yeah,
I really
it was.
It. I really loved
and
it.
A true symbol of African pride it is. Mm. Bonga Khoza and his wife. I also forgot to mention them. They are
the
part
couples.
Of my top five now.
The couple.
The blue fits they wore.
Yes. I also like forgot to mention Fanele Zulu. He plays the role of Mkopozi with his wife.
Is it Fanele Zulu? I thought
yes.
His name is Sanele Zulu.
No.
They were wearing brown with his wife.
Yes. They also ate. Wow. Wow. That was my outfit of the night.
The Zulus ate.
Yes, they definitely
so, yeah. Bonga Khoza and his wife Lesego matched in striking blue outfits with Lesego dazzling in beaded culture. Bainzike ensembled Bongo later hosted the event in a second look by House of Suitability, which also dressed actor Vuyobiela in a royal inspired ensemble blending Zulu and Nigerian styles.
Wow.
The fashion moments kept coming.
Wow.
Actress Sive Mabuya Bugani promoted sustainable fashion by rewearing her Xhosa wedding dress and presenting.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. Like wearing your wedding dress.
The dress was fine. But like I said earlier on, I feel like my closer people disappointed me.
They
do you know Zenande Mfenyana?
Yes, I do know her.
She wore a black, I don't know if it was a dress or a skirt, but I was just so disappointed because I didn't know what was happening
like on
the upper body and the skirt. It was giving...
Guys.
Not giving. Like, we as Xhosa
yeah,
people...
Yamgala is so disappointed right
I'm
now.
I'm very disappointed
see her
because
face.
We as Xhosa people, we are said to be the one of the people that have the best traditional attires.
I mean,
and
no
for them,
lies detected.
Exactly. And for them to go out looking like that to the Shaka season premiere, it was very disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't even want to lie. I expected more. But we do have another premiere coming probably next year. So I do hope they can do better,
hopefully.
Much better, and bring their A game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the only Xhosa person that stood for us was Uyanda Hlangabezo.
Yeah.
Umkoma, he bring out his A game. He stood for us as Xhosa people.
Yeah.
But also Untombi Zola.
Mm-hmm. She was also looking nice. I really loved her.
Yeah,
whole
she
outfit.
Rocked
she was
ZA
like,
looks.
Yeah.
Though not all critics were impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was also not impressed.
Yamgela, I think Yamgela is really hard to what was this word? To impress.
Impress.
You're very
Definitely,
hard to impress.
I'm very hard to impress. I am not easily impressed.
I can see because you're like, guys, I'm very, very
like
disappointed.
The Zulu people
in the
ate us up. They ate us up. That's what I don't like. In as much as I like that they ate, but they ate us up. Yet,
okay. Okay, I feel like they did not eat on the carpet.
But on the scenes, those ones who are actually involved in Ushaga Ilembe, they ate. On their scripts, ate. Acting, ate. Okay, so I'm giving the classes a 10 out of 10.
Okay, we I can spare it. Them that.
Yes, please. We can spare them that.
Please. But nonetheless, even the Real Housewives of Durban made an appearance with mixed reactions to their bold outfit choices.
Yes, Londi London.
I saw Londi London as well.
Oh, man, she was so pretty.
Yeah, she was very pretty. And I remember on the TikTok platform, she was asked what is her favorite part about her outfit. She said her Gucci shoes. I was so disappointed. Because this is not about Gucci shoes. This is about African royalty, man.
She's like, guys, I own Gucci, by the way.
We know, ma'am. We know.
I'm okay. So one of the things that are actually going to be happening is the returning cast of Ulembe. Of course, it is Lemohang Tsipa returning as Ushaga and the amazing Nomsa Mombatha playing Wenoaselangeni, Queen Nandi. Dingiswayo, who is played by Thembi Nkosi Mthembu, who disappointed us on his outfits, but we won't
the
discuss.
Tuxedo?
I mean, honey, you could have done better.
Where are the beads as a Zulu man?
Haibo, umkhele ophi? and also there is Don Tandega King, who represents the fierce Mkabayi, and Wiseman Ngube resuming his fiery role as the antagonist Uzwide Galanga.
Don Tandega King, her outfit.
Man. She ate.
She ate, yeah.
She ate.
Let me not be.
Like, she ate.
Let me not critique anything.
You know, I feel like the women involved in Ushaga Ilembe carry the most craziest aura ever.
Yeah.
Because you just look at her and be like, wow.
Oh, but my forever, my forever, the one that remains taking the spotlight for me would be Nomsa Amo.
Yeah, she's just amazing, like, man.
And she also was just the star of the premiere.
She was.
Did you see the pictures with the king?
Yeah,
king of Mrs.
I saw. Like, and people were like assuming. I'm like, honey.
Same. Guys, I was one of those people.
What are you saying, guys?
But did you see the way they were like staring at each other? I was like,
that was like,
Dukesy.
Okay. We see you, Nomsa Amo.
Sick and wife loading.
And also her brother actually
Uzamani Mbatha.
Yes,
yeah.
He also came along with feathers.
And it was just black feathers.
Hey, no, I'm not happy about the feathers. Man.
As well as Lasizo's fit. Lasizo just wore
Kings of it was giving Kings of Joburg for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he just wore a long jacket with yellow feathers.
Come
I was
on,
not happy
guys,
as well.
Come on. Tradition, guys, hello.
Did you see Ntsuku?
Yeah. You were not loving it, eh?
No, because she just wore a short, I don't know whether it was a jumpsuit or a mini dress, and then
beads. It's not brunch.
This is not brunch. Come on. Please take everything seriously.
Please, guys.
That's why I see Sekwa in Nigeria. Okay? This is because of such.
And they're saying that our designers are not top notch.
They are not.
Guys, come on.
They are not, because they could have.
I think the problem lies to the people that actually go to the designers. Guys, you must actually have a plan in mind.
What do you say to the designer?
Yes, what are you saying to him or her? Like, what do you want? Because I don't want to blame the South African designers. I feel like they do, like, they're online. Bambang online with their designs and everything.
And they take from what you're saying that what
yes,
you want.
Yes, that's how it is.
From what you're saying yes. to you want.
That's how it is. I was sort of, guys, come on.
Asyalla.
Aslali. So it's also Ntando Duma will be also there again.
Oh, okay.
I do not see her at the premiere. Was she there?
No, I think she was on the honeymoon since she got married.
Miss Rumbani.
Yeah.
Miss Mthombeni. We see you. She will be playing Idolga Pipi Kasompisi. And also we have new faces on the show. The likes of Zamani Mbatha, we've just mentioned him with his feathers. Melusi Mbele, and also Andile Mxakaza, Wanda Ndlovu, Thando Lwethu Zondi, and also Linda Mbonani. So season 2 is filmed across KZN with authentic Zulu costumes, accurate language, and stunning cinematography. I've spoken about cinematography. It's crazy.
Yes, you did mention
I love
that.
It. I'm so obsessed. So Nje, I really love the whole entire thing about Ushaga Ilembe. Thank you.
We can't wait to stream.
Yes,
We're definitely streaming.
So there's a fact I want to mention this fast fact. So apparently there's over 120 builders and thatchers from KZN who are employed to build the sets over 9 months. So you can see, Uti, like, it's not only just giving us entertainment, but it's also providing work opportunities.
Employment. Yes, yes, employment.
So it's quite amazing, man. Mm-hmm. It's quite really beautiful.
Shout out to the production team of Shaka Ilembe.
Yes, such
and
a beautiful.
And let's get on.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have Shebishit.
Oh,
gosh. We have Shebishit, who opens up about her heart-wrenching loss of his daughter.
Yeah.
South African rapper Shebishit, born Lehlohonolo Katleho Chauke, is mourning the heartbreaking loss of his daughter, Ntatile, who tragically passed away in a car accident in June 2024. The crash happened on the R37 near Smelter's Mine outside Polokwane and claimed the young girl's life at the scene.
Quite sad, honestly. And it's for me, I'm like, when I'm here, I'll be speaking about Shebishit. You know, I'm starting to wonder if there's something I should be saying
you
about
guys
him.
Connected.
Yeah, man, it is quite like a sad thing for him.
Yeah, it is
because
a sad thing.
Last time I was here, we were actually speaking about how he was found recklessly driving again under the influence of alcohol.
You see, it becomes a bit hard to feel empathy for him.
Yes,
because
it does.
Now it looks like he's not remorseful of what happened as he continues to drive recklessly. But nonetheless, we are sad, and we're also mourning the death of his daughter. We do hope he feels better as soon as possible.
Yeah, because I feel like it is a hard thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lost his child.
One and only child.
One and only child, you know. And I also spoke about maybe this is somehow his healing mechanism of just driving recklessly. Because some people, you know, they sometimes do things that, you know, you're not supposed to be doing this, but you are doing it.
You do it anyway.
Yeah, just to just get your mind off things, you know.
I think
and all
that's
of anything.
It also goes with the IDC attitude, which
yeah.
is not right. That
it
is not right.
Right. It is
because it
right.
can claim a lot of people's life.
Yeah, it
you're
does.
Not driving alone in the
yes,
road.
Yes, that's the thing. That's the thing. You're not driving alone, guys. So please, guys. Also, it doesn't matter if you're speaking about Shebishit here. Just please make sure that
if you're a reckless driver as well, please change.
And alcohol too, because these things go together somehow. Right. So Shebishit, who was also injured in the accident, received treatment at the Bologane Provincial Hospital before being transferred to a private facility with the help of EFF leader Julius Malema. In a recent appearance on the E4 podcast, the Limpopo rapper shared his deep emotional pain, calling the loss eternal and revealing the daily battle he faces trying to carry on without his daughter. So you can see it's definitely hard for him. He might not always be always opening up about it, but like it is hard for him. I mean, guys, he did lose his daughter, you know.
We are empathizing with him.
We are, definitely.
We really are.
Yeah. And I saw like people that are close to him, they could just try and be like that ear, that they lend an ear for him to actually speak to.
Because and a shoulder to cry on.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
But despite his grief, Shebishit is trying to stay strong and return to his music. Mm. He recently announced a new single titled Tlala, featuring Nakua SA, Makazi, and Mr. Diogo, making a new chapter in his healing journey. We wish him all the best.
Yeah.
Nothing but all the best.
Yeah. As much as he's going through what he's going through, he is actually putting Limpopo on the map with other Limpopo greats. So, we're quite happy
Let
about it.
Let go for music.
Yes. Just literally on his palm of his hand, hand controlling everything. So, shout out to you, Shebishit. So in his honor of his story, this segment also highlights a few coping tips for anyone dealing with grief. Express your feelings, guys. Please, please do express your feelings. Also seek support and also create you routines that will just help you to somehow heal. I know it's not easy. You're alone in this, but you can also actually find other people that could actually help you. I mean, we do have counseling services that are actually provided not in different areas, like SADAG. There's just a lot of people that you could actually contact for you to actually do what, to actually get help. And also connect with nature, man, just to find moments of peace.
And even finding yourself new hobbies.
Yeah.
Because the minute you're stuck in one place, mm-hmm. that's when all those thoughts and everything replays over and over again.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean, for myself.
Occupy yourself.
Yeah. For myself, like 2 years, well, 2 years back, like last year in 2020, mm-hmm. like I finished my matric and unfortunately, I couldn't get any admission to tertiary education. Mm-hmm. So I was like there at home, man. Nothing was like working out. And I found myself in depression.
You see? You know? That can be very depressing.
Yes. Like you're not doing anything. You're just there, guys, repeating the same cycle. It's not healthy. Trust me.
Just make sure
that you get help. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for your family or whoever. You're doing it for your own well-being. So make sure that you do try and get help. Speak out, man. Do speak out.
Please do. And on the other hand, we have the Drive Spotlight celebrating young stars transforming South Africa's entertainment scene in this Youth Month. As South Africa celebrates Youth Month, we not only honor the resilience and energy of the nation's young people, but also the fresh talent lighting up our screens and stages. This year, the spotlight is on young creatives shaping the future of entertainment.
Man, first of all, like, I don't know what's happening with these years that we're in, but, like, the youth is on another level.
Yeah.
Like, we're on fire, guys.
We've taken things into our own hands.
Yes, I love
that. We're owning it.
Yes, in all spaces, either politics, entertainment, arts.
Speaking of politics, I love the youth there. I love the youth in
parliament. Yes, I really love it. I really love it.
They set those old people in line.
That's what I said when I was actually having a discussion with this other guy who's studying politics here in EDMU, and he was like speaking everything politics. I was like, you know, when we still have people like you, man, I know that we are in the safe hands when we're speaking about politics. Because,
speaking of safe hands, you see Sihle Lonzi and Liam Jacobs.
Yes!
Those are my fighters.
I have seen
those
Liam
are my
Jacobs.
Fighters, like, man.
This and this. Where is this and this?
Where is this money going?
Where is this money going? I love it.
Same.
I love it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it, man. But nonetheless, one standout is Ayaka Ndunja, a powerhouse performer whose love for theater began at the National School of the Arts. She's shown in roles like Tembi on MTV Sugar Down South and now stars in Youngins as Amo and Inimba as Kawe, continuing to build a career rooted in passion and purpose.
I actually stalked her on Instagram. I was like, girl.
Have you seen the show, though? Have you watched the show, Inimba?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I recommend it.
Yes.
Catch up from episode one.
What is it about, Vel?
Man. So, there's a husband, a wife, a side chick, a business, CEO. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But just to like summarize everything. So there's this lady called Uzoleka Bikicha. Uzoleka Bikicha is an IT specialist and whatever. She's big in the IT business.
Yeah.
So she was married to Uhlati. And she got an opportunity to go and work overseas.
Yeah.
But the husband was like, you're not going there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You are going to stay here in the house and tend to the kids and everything.
Oh, so it's that kind of man.
Yeah. So Uzoleka had just given birth. She took the child and herself and went to the airport.
Okay.
So they managed to get her, or rather quarter, before she could board and actually go overseas. The husband came and took the child.
Where?
She took the child back. He took the child back home. Like, he snatched the child.
Oh,
yeah, he snatched
the
child.
And the wife actually
went overseas. So after 20 years, bear in mind that the wife had called in her cousin to help with the baby and around the house.
Yeah.
So after 20 years, now she has heard that her father died. She needs to come back to South Africa. When she comes back, the daughter is all grown. And guess what? The cousin snatched the husband, snatched the baby, snatched the house.
She's a snatcher.
She basically moved in and she was the new Zoleka of the house.
Oh, man.
So it's just a lot. Ooh. And it happened that Uzoleka was contacted by one of the biggest companies here in South Africa, according to the show.
Yeah.
So they asked her to be CEO of the company. And
oh, wow.
Turns out the husband is doing tenders.
He
now needs to go and beg for a job.
Oh,
to the same ex-wife that he denied access to going to overseas and working. Man, so it's quite a lot. So nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and watch.
And now
that's a lot of drama.
The child, Aya Kandunja, was also hired in the company, and she doesn't know that the CEO is actually her mom.
Damn. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
If you haven't watched it, go stream it at Mzansi Magic every day at 9 p.m. Channel 161.
Wow. So, man, I see there's a lot about Aya Kandunja.
Yes.
As I said, I stalked on Insta. So, she was born here in Gqeberha.
Really?
She's a GQ person, like walao girly. And she grew up in Jozi after moving at the age of 6.
Mm-hmm.
So she attended the National School of the Arts from 2019 to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
She'd already bagged like a few accolades along her line, especially the FIDA Award in 2019 and the Best Performer Full Colors in 2020. She's also been recognized as the Best Choreographer and Best Dancer in 2020. As you can see, she's a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Master of all, in fact, because wow, girl, she's even a choreographer.
Right.
That's really quite amazing. But a fact about her journey is that she was actually introduced to theater by a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, by a friend in grade 8, which sparked her passion for storytelling. So it was just not nje into that she wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
but she was actually, so shout out to that friend.
Yeah.
For bringing us the great Ayanda
Dunja. We love such
Ayaka.
Friends and we all want them.
Yes, we do, shame.
Well, another rising star is Ndando Zondi, best known for his breakout role as young King Shaka.
Mm-hmm.
In Shaka Ilembe, his impressive performances have extended to Red Ink and Swangile and the Dlaminis. Earning him a 2024 nomination for the Simon Mabunu Sabela Best Newcomer Actor Award. These young talents are more than entertainers. They are cultural tribalizers, and this youth month, their journeys remind us of the power and promise of the next generation, which is us.
I mean, I feel like we do really need to celebrate Youth Month. Youth Day, actually. Youth Month, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
everything
on a high.
Youth, we need to celebrate
on a high.
It.
Because when speaking about Ntando Zondi, he's actually 16, guys. The guy's young.
You see?
Like, he's young, but he's already doing amazing stuff on the entertainment scene.
A 16-year-old is born in?
2007 or 8, I'm not sure.
I think 2008.
Yeah, between those years. So he's actually balancing school and the amazing crafts of acting as he appeared on Ushaga Ilembe. And what's amazing about everything is that he was actually mentored by Unomzamo Mbatha.
Oh.
So that's quite really amazing.
Shout out to my girl.
Yes, shout out to her. So this actually makes it clear for him, Ugutsena. He is bound to be the greatest ever in the industry of storytelling. And also close to Njie, it's really amazing for him to actually be seen as this type of person. I'm really proud, man, of like the youth of South Africa.
Same. I'm really proud of them. Continue making great things.
Yeah.
See as an RTV also coming.
We're coming.
We are coming.
Nishele in space too.
Please.
Yeah. So coming up now, it is the Diva Convo.
Yes.
Let's
the
get
ultimate
started.
Question.
Yes.
The ultimate question of youth and power. Over to you.
So the question, guys, for the Diva Convo is, are we living up to the 1976 legacy?
Are we?
I feel like we are.
Really?
I feel like we are.
Why do you feel like we're living up to the 1976 legacy?
I mean, maybe there are a few things that are not like quite perfect right now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they would be proud of us of how we are opinionative right now.
Mm-hmm.
We literally do not care about anything. If this is wrong, we are outlining it as wrong. We are able to actually be in discussion and debate with those people who are seen to not debate with. We're literally not scared of that. So I think we, the youth, has actually gone very far. Come very far, actually.
We face everything head on.
Yes, that's what I really
think
love.
I also like that.
I also love that, yeah.
For me... In my opinion,
yeah.
I feel like we're not.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like we're not.
Give me a reason.
Because despite the progress that South Africa has made, I still feel like we struggle with many of the same issues that sparked the 1976 Soweto uprising.
Yeah.
Like we have numerous challenges that the youth still faces, like your high unemployment rates. If you watched the news yesterday, they did mention that youth unemployment now is sitting at 62%.
The last time I checked, it was on 32-something.
It's now on
62%. Damn, that's crazy.
Exactly.
That's really crazy.
So I
man.
Do really feel like we're not living up to that. Ooh. We still have high unemployment rates. Mm. We have inequalities in education and access to resources. That's just like true. Now, making an example, many students are now defunded by NSFAS.
Yeah,
but no one knows what the real reason behind that is.
Yeah.
So we're really not really living up to it. And the ongoing struggles for social justice and economic power.
Oh, yes. I mean, social justice is like the biggest one. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen especially women going under this thing of rape and gender-based violence.
Exactly.
And even kids getting exploited.
And it's like now a norm for us as South Africans.
Yes.
Each and every day there is a woman that is raped. Mm. Each and every day there is a woman that is killed.
Mm.
Each and every day. And every minute of the day,
yes.
a child is being kidnapped.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the gender of the child, man. But a child is being kidnapped, a child is being shot and raped.
Mm.
So that is the biggest struggle that we are currently facing right now. And the sad thing about all of this, the president hasn't said anything.
I've seen that with like the Gwegwe story. Mm-hmm. And also I've seen like there's also some other kid who actually...
The president has been mute about what is going on in South
Africa.
Yes,
especially everything that is concerning the youth. Like he's not saying anything.
But yet, I saw a tweet of his. He was supporting, was it Palestine? I think he said he is in full support of Palestine. Mm. But yet he hasn't said anything about what is going on in his very own country.
Yes.
So we are really facing a major struggle.
That's why I'm
as
saying
the people
that
of South Africa.
I feel like as long as maybe we quite quickly get rid of these old people who are running South Africa.
Exactly.
And the youth actually
we
steps
need the
up,
youth to step in.
To be in those positions.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take South Africa another height and everyone I'm sure will be actually be feeling safe in South Africa.
Exactly.
I mean when GQ right now is actually rated as one of the dangerous city.
They
in
did
the
mention that 2 months back that one of the most dangerous places in South Africa is Port Elizabeth.
Yes.
Followed by Cape Town.
Mm.
What was the third one?
Maybe Joburg?
Could be Joburg.
Could be
but
Joburg, yeah.
The two places that are the most dangerous is PE.
Yeah.
Imagine we are living here.
There's also like a story, like my friend, she told me, because we were like attending our last ever, well, we're actually writing on Thursday last week. And she told me that she sent like a V and she was like, guys, I just woke up. And when there's a girl who's screaming outside
their residence.
Yes. And this girl is screaming. She's saying, Basanda kuthatha umngani wami manje.
You see?
And you can see that it's clearly her friend got kidnapped.
And even before I came here on studio, I was on my phone.
Yeah.
I saw that a male got into this commune.
Mm.
And apparently it is from here in PE.
Mm.
I don't know which commune is that.
Yeah.
But the man got in there and he was holding a knife, if I'm not mistaken, because it was not clear. It was not a vivid video.
Yeah.
So he tried opening the doors and figured that the door was locked.
Yeah.
He tried opening another door as well and also saw that the other door is locked as well.
Yeah.
And he went out.
Yeah.
He is going to come back again.
He is going
Bet
to come
that
back
he
again.
Is going
he's
to
going
come back
to plan
again.
To
and
actually
he's targeted the people that live inside that commune.
Guys, this is not good.
We
this
are not
is
safe.
Not
and
not
as
safe.
A woman, please get yourself a pepper spray. Please get yourself a taser or teaser or whatever it is.
You see, what I was proud of at my race, there's this girl who actually carries like a pepper spray. I was asking her, Guti, why are you carrying this thing? I was like, what is that thing, first of all? Because I've never seen one before. And she was like, this is pepper spray. So every time when a man comes near me and I tell him, no. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. And if he refuses, I just spray him with it. So, shout out.
Ma'am.
Shout out. And, girl, you have it.
I also have one.
You have it.
I own one.
No,
I
must
like
definitely get one. Because me, you see me, I'm tembele on these. On my hands.
You know what? My friend usually says, before I left her, actually.
Yeah.
She went to town. And I was like, please be safe. You're going to town.
Yeah.
It's a busy city and people are getting kidnapped each and every
yes.
day. So I told her, please be safe. Like, carry something. You can either take my pepper spray or something.
Mm.
She said, no, I do have karate moves.
Yes.
I was like, girl,
karate
come on.
Kid vibes.
Karate-ing. They're going to steal you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better to be safe than like to just live.
Yeah, better to be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you must, carry a knife. I also do have a knife. Even though O-cap. I don't know how. O-cap. I do have one. Even though I don't know how to use it. Guys, I want to protect myself in as much as I could.
I get you. We're not safe, guys.
We're not safe.
We're not safe. So I actually got like an opinion from a young person who's actually doing politics in NMU.
We love a young person's perspective. Yeah.
So I'm going to play his VN, right? So this is him.
Okay. Let's listen.
Okay, so it's not playing. Let me try once again.
Okay, please put it here.
Okay. So I really love this opinion and everything. Like, he was so straightforward and everything. So let you guys listen to this.
For me, I think...
oh, man, it's not playing.
I think the youth of 76 will be proud of us. Like, based on the education that we are receiving and based on the strategies that we've been through. Since that incident of June 16 happened, and also looking at how the transformation of education over the years, looking at the number of students who have enrolled in universities, people with degrees, the only thing that is a problem is actually the issue of employment, which is not something that is our fault as the youth, but it's the fault of the government. So if the government can actually assist in like providing jobs and creating more jobs for the youth who are currently in universities. But educationally, I think the youth of 1976 or the class of 76 would be proud of where South Africa is right now.
Let me pause it there. I want
us
to speak.
I was about to say the same thing.
The thing about education.
Yes.
Like, as much as it, like, guys, we are trying our all best. We're graduating. Everything is going well. But like, let's start there. Primary school, guys. Those primary school kids are not given good education, because remember, I think it was earlier this year, they were speaking about how many like African kids like in public schools are not are illiterate.
Really?
Yes. They were like, they were not good like with English or can't read, basically, with everything of that sort. And I was so surprised to go see, yo.
And it mostly happens in rural areas. Yes, I am not bashing them. But it's just that in rural areas, I think there is not much quality education as there is in towns. Yes. Hence, you find that our English differs very much more from how they articulate themselves.
And
that side.
And it becomes very difficult for them when they come to varsity.
Exactly.
Because you'd find now, Guti, they are not used to English as much as those people who actually went to school in towns are.
And varsity English is not to be played with.
Yes.
It's a bit long.
You have to speak it every
long
time.
Varsity.
You have to speak it every time. English.
I remember in my first year, we had a module which was, I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
I think somewhere along communication in English.
Yeah.
I think that was the name of the module.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing English.
Yeah.
Like English. I was like, hey, how come we come from high school and do English here? What are we doing?
I mean, I did English at school.
Hey.
Yeah.
Young beat the English.
How am I?
Young beat the English. And at some point, we had an open book test.
Yeah. Ne?
We wrote an open book test where you had to come with the textbook and then you write.
Yeah.
Even though we wrote an open book test, none of us got 100%.
I know. You see with the teachers, when they say open book, you must be very careful.
Yeah, none of us got 100, none of us got 90, 80. We all stayed along your 76s.
Same, I also saw that because I'm also like doing English. English and it got, like, it's not your normal English. We're not learning about verbs there. It's really quite hard. So, I mean, when it comes to education in South Africa, yes, I think we're getting there, but we're not getting there in terms of those people who are in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And in those townships, you'd find that schools, because I once saw a video on Twitter, known as X now. There's this child, I think she's 6 or 7, and she was carrying her books with a plastic.
Oh, man.
A plastic. And you can see the uniform is not proper, man. Like, you can see, these people are not provided for as kids, especially with education-wise, guys. Come on. Like, I feel like the government can do better than what the situation that we're in right now.
I still stand on my opinion that we are not really living up to the 1976 legacy.
Yeah.
Because we still have children that have to cross bridges or rather rivers to go to school.
And
what
some
is
of
the government
some
doing?
Of them do not make it to school even due to that.
I also saw a video on TikTok. It was trending.
Mm.
So this news reporter or journalist was asking this one other guy, a particular guy, when did you stop studying? Why did you stop studying?
Oh, I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. He said he stopped in grade 2. Yeah. Imagine. He said he stopped in grade 2. It's because the school is far.
Man.
Imagine.
And that's quite really sad, man, because I've seen like that most of the time it happens here in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah. Oh, Tina, apokase lokhu singamaxhoba.
Hey,
we are victims of everything here in the Eastern
Cape. And I really hate it because, like, you can see, man, like, people from here are really great in everything.
Yeah, like, we are.
They are so great in everything. And for them to actually struggle to just get education, guys, come on. Come on. That's really, really crazy.
Apparently on the socials, on the streets of social media,
yeah,
they blame us for voting the ANC.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying as long as we still vote for the ANC, we're still going to struggle. And I believe that is true.
Sorry.
I believe that is very true. It's very sad. It's very sad. I acknowledge. But as long as we're still voting for the ANC, nothing is going to change.
Okay, you see, I'm not going to put the blame on the youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's those gogos and mkulus.
We need to hide those IDs.
It's those.
When are we voting again? 2029, 2030?
2027 or 29. Between
I think 29.
Yes.
Yeah, 2029.
Same thing. It happens in KZN, girl. It's not the Eastern Cape only. Literally, the grannies where I live, they were like, Atanas over Telorama Pause.
But Tina, in the Eastern Cape, we are the majors.
Yeah.
We are leading.
You are leading.
Tina, in the Eastern Cape, we are the leading people that vote ANC. Yeah. And that makes me very mad because, like, we can see the ANC government is not doing anything for us.
Yeah. I think,
like,
I
it's
think
literally not doing anything for us.
It is not.
Just now,
it is.
I saw that there is a disaster that happened in Tata.
Oh, yeah, with the rains and everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
there is that really flooding that crazy happened there. Mm. A very sad thing happened on that side.
Yeah.
So I heard that a budget of 55 million was issued to help out in everything that they wanted. Mm-hmm. And here, you bet.
Yo.
Bet that the officials are going to have a party this weekend.
Yeah.
They are going to chow that money.
And they've got moves.
They are going to chow that money. And I don't want to mention any names. But they are going to chow out that money.
If there's any official listening, come on, man. You can do better, guys.
People are still going to struggle, I tell you.
Yes.
We're still going far with the struggle. If we continue voting for that yellow, green, black party.
I mean, people love the t-shirts. Come on.
Black people, wake up.
Wake up, guys. Come on. Come on, guys. We're not saying, but we're saying, guys, just consider the education system, how it is looking right now.
Yeah. The unemployment rate.
Yes, the justice system. Look at that and see if you're appeased with the actual ruling.
And yes, I've noticed that if you could keep up with the news of South Africa on a daily basis, your week will be ruined.
Yes, because there's nothing going well on the service delivery part.
You see that women are being failed. Yes. Every day you see that infrastructure is not infrastructuring.
Yeah.
Just enjoy everything.
It is a lot.
If you keep up with that, it is a lot. You're ruining your week.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Should I carry on playing the VN?
Please, ma'am.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
In terms of education, because of the number of people who are educated, of the number of black people who are educated, I think they'd be proud. And we are also continuing making them proud with the education we are receiving and what we are doing, you know, the wonders we are doing, graduating each and every year. I think that's a tremendous stats, you know, a tremendous stats. Looking back from 1976 up until, like, the years of apartheid and the years of democracy, you see the number keeps on rising of graduates. But the problem is the government now, who's unable to provide jobs, who's unable to create jobs for these people who are educated, for these people who are qualified, for these intellectuals, young intellectuals who are actually unemployed, who find themselves on the streets corners with their degrees. Now, that's a problem. So the problem is the government or the system of government. But educationally, the class of 76 will be proud.
Yeah, I think when he says educationally, well, not in every part of education, like from your primary or primary education.
Just tertiary level.
Tertiary, like, I feel like we're getting somewhere somehow. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's the unemployment that is affecting us.
Mm.
And I remember before I came here to varsity, before schools opened, where I come from, there was a strike of doctors. I'm from Ebisho.
Yeah.
So everything in the Eastern Cape, everything that involves Eastern Cape starts there.
Mm.
The officials are there, the premier's office is there, so yeah, everything is there. Mm. There were doctors. Imagine, abantu abafunde 8 years, 7 years.
I've seen that,
they were,
bro,
there protesting.
I've seen that, like, doctors.
Entire doctors, they were protesting.
That's when I knew, like, back at home when we were still watching the news, so like, yeah, damn, the actual employment rate is crazy. Because, like, how can doctors, guys, because you know doctors, they do their end sort of training. And somehow, they're somehow guaranteed, like I'm saying. But when now they are literally striking, where does that put the rest of graduates in South
exactly.
Africa?
Exactly. So, where does, like, judging myself as a business management student, like, where does that put me?
Yes, where does it put you?
Where does it put me if people with such degrees as medicine, they don't have workspaces, where does that put us as the rest of other graduates?
It's really is kind of crazy. I mean, something that my lecturer and some module always like emphasizes is that, guys, start now finding ways of actually making your degree work for you before it even works for you, before you even graduate. Like, you're on your second year, but there's something going on. We already know you that you're actually doing this and it's actually happening for you.
I would definitely recommend job shadowing. Go to places that feature what you are doing, or rather your work field of what you are currently studying at.
Yeah.
Ask if you can job shadow there.
Yes.
Because these are tough times.
It is shame. It is tough times. We might be actually doing well on other fronts, like such as the entertainment front.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somehow it's not also easy for them, the artists, because there's also some corruption that's involved there.
Just, I think 2 months back, actresses and actors were complaining that they're getting underpaid, and now they study and study for acting, yet they don't get recognized. Mm. They now take influences and put them in the acting spaces. I've yet there are people that have studied for that.
You've seen that viral TikTok. There's this guy who actually acts on Generations. Mm-hmm. He's an influencer.
I saw it. Yes, sis. Yes, born again, isn't it? Yes, born again, isn't it?
And I'm like, guys, why are you bashing this poor guy?
But what was he doing? Like, what was he doing? There are real actors out there.
Really?
There are
talented people
who studied for that.
Yes, guys, please give them a chance, please.
Like, they're taking these TikTok influencers and putting them in everything.
Yeah.
As long as you have a huge following, then they believe that you're meant for the entertainment industry.
I think it also goes with, because you have a huge following, we're going to gain more viewers because people love seeing you.
Zenanda Mfenyana mentioned that in a radio interview that she was called in. I'm not sure of the radio station, but she did include that whenever you have a huge following, they take you instead of the actors.
Mm.
Your real-time actors, the people that studied for that.
Yes, I've seen a lot like of actors and actresses who don't even have like a huge following at all, but they're just doing amazing on the screens.
And they just feature them on a movie, one or two, and then you no longer see them. And then we see these TikTok influencers that don't have even experience in acting.
Even qualifications.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, guys, it's really hard. It's really hard to live in South Africa, as much as fun it is, but it is really hard. It is hard living here in SA.
Yeah. Very, very hard.
Mm. But on another note, girl, did you see the BET? I know, but I have to speak about that. The TXC twins. Do you know them?
Yes, I do know them.
Duo DJs.
Yeah.
They actually came back with the Best New International Act Award at the BETs.
Have they already came here in PE? They were
they were at Iza.
Yes,
they were at Iza.
I was like, what?
They literally lived here and they were at Iza. Okay. Oh, man, that's so amazing. So a big congratulations to them.
I really loved
their outfits on the actual red carpet.
I didn't see them.
It was like beautiful threads of something black and like they were connected to it.
Oh,
the
lovely.
Threads were connected to them. So that was really sweet, Shem. I really loved it.
We love it for them and congratulations once again to them.
Yeah.
Let's get into the Qabega Plug.
Yes.
Now, exciting content and exciting activities highlight upcoming events in Qabega. You can go first, ma'am.
Tell do you know Bongiziwe Mabandla?
The guy,
yes,
the singer. Yes, I know him.
His music is so serene, guys.
Like, he's soothing.
Soothing.
You see, Ubongizwe, your Manana, your Mandisi Chankis, your Loyiso. Those are my type of vibes.
You see, Mandisi Chanki, guys.
You
see
Mandisi Janji. The day I see that man, I'm collapsing. The day I attend
the live concert. I really love his music. Same.
I attend a live concert of Mandisi Janji's.
I once actually saw it like on a channel on TV. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. To the core.
Yes.
And everybody engages when he's singing. Yes. Everybody moves. He shakes everyone.
One thing that I've noticed about these kind of artists who do like this kind of music,
mm-hmm.
they're not given much spotlight in South Africa.
For example, it took us so long to realize that Mandisi is actually that good.
Mm.
Not many people knew of him and what he does.
Yes.
We only started seeing more of him and how good he is when he would usually go to Cape Town and perform there at Kirsten Borch and the other places, and people would take content and show us how fun it is being around his space. And now we wanted to see more of him.
Yes, it's the same thing with Ubongezwe Mabandla. I've seen him touring Mozambique, like different parts. As you can see, like, he's loved on other countries, but here in South Africa, we're not giving him much love. For me, that's how I feel like. Guys, we're not giving Ubongezwe Mabandla much love, but if you want to give him some love, he is going to be at the Roof Garden Bar. So please go there to experience the soul-stirring sounds of Ubongezwe Mabandla live at the Roof Garden Bar on Friday, the 20th of June.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unforgettable night of African folk under the stars.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something nice, romantic.
So another show times.
Yeah. So you can actually go there. Start at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of the actual tickets are 120. So please make sure that
not
you
bad.
Yeah, yeah. Do quite book cheap. Early. Yeah. Do book early. And yeah. And the second on the line of the upcoming events here in GQ, it is the Chingada's Tequila Festival 2025. Yeah.
So I've never heard of this.
Same as like, yeah, Chingada's.
What
Chingada's Tequila.
What is that?
But I mean, the word tequila says it all, I feel like it says it all.
Yeah, it says everything and more.
Yes.
So what are we to expect?
So you should expect, guys, the tequila and chili tasting, rather. Mm-hmm. Authentic Mexican street food. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a big lover of Mexican food. I've never tried it before, but I feel like I'm going to be a big lover if I ever try it out. There's also some festive vibes, bold colors, and fun dress ups. Your dress code is come as Frida Kahlo, Pancho Villa, or throw on a sombrero, poncho, or a flower crown. Anything that goes along as it screams Viva Mexico. Yeah, so it is going to be on Saturday, the 21st of June. After Ubongezwe Mabandla English Hambe Uyegui Chingada's Tequila Festival.
It's a weekend filled with activity.
Yes. So the venue is Chingada's Mexican Cantina, 54 Main Road, Walma, Ekabeja, 6001.
Okay.
And the tickets are early bird, it's 200 Rand, and thereafter, 250. So make sure that you do get your tickets early, just to make sure that, you know, the prizes and everything.
Yeah.
So tastings get start from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's it with our GQ plugs.
Mm, yeah, but also got something yamkela. You know me.
Okay.
Drama. Okay. Okay. So to close off this, this was a very, very beautiful podcast show today. I really loved it.
Same.
I loved it so much, especially when we're coming from a weekend of June 16.
Yeah.
And also Father's Day. We were celebrating our fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to them. And one thing about South Africa, they were like, why not celebrate the single mothers too? Because the fathers went to buy milk and bread and never came back.
Yeah. Eish. Eish.
I love South Africa.
God, Uncle Sam.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Uncle Sam.
Okay, so I just have to close it off with some nice significances about today, the 17th of June. So it's sort of like a continuation of the Soweto uprising unrest, because it did carry on until like the 18th of June. Mm-hmm. So we could say like we're still celebrating June
16. Mm-hmm.
It is also an anniversary for the Boy Batong massacre, which happened on the 17th of June 1992.
Okay.
A violent attack occurred in Boy Batong township during apartheid, resulting in numerous civilians' death, and this massacre became a pivotal moment, escalating public outrage and intensifying the anti-apartheid movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But on a much lighter note, I also have something else. So this is celebrated worldwide, guys. It is Eat Your Vegetables Day. Do you have a favorable vegetable, Yamgela?
Yes, I don't like vegetables. But I do eat them. I like spinach.
Oh, spinach is nice.
I love cauliflower.
I love cauliflower.
Cauliflower is nice. I love your mushrooms. Mm. I love potatoes. Yes, I love potatoes. Mm. I don't like sweet potato.
Yo, I love sweet. You know, I was actually thinking about them. I'm thinking of calling my granny and be like, "Gogo, ngicela ungizame ngobhatata
ngiyawuthi." Please.
I really love sweet potatoes on another level.
I don't like it.
I love sweet potatoes, and I'm a big fan of carrots, man. And also peppers, green pepper, red pepper.
I don't eat carrots.
Why?
I prefer them not to be cooked. I just prefer eating them raw.
That's how I prefer them most of the time.
Yeah, I don't like them when they're cooked.
They don't taste nice. They just lose that flavor. Yeah, I also prefer them that way. But I also love like your green peppers, your red peppers. I always like put them every time when I cook.
Your butternut and everything.
So shout out to vegetables. And guys, please eat your veggies. Please.
Stay healthy. Stay healthy.
And stay warm, man. We're in GQ right now. That is very cold. Countrywide, I think it is getting a little bit colder.
Yeah, it is, guys. It is the winter season after all. Very cold, freezing outside there. Mm. But please do let us know what you think about our Diva convo on the comment section as to are we living up to the 1976 legacy?
We love your opinion, guys.
Yes, we do need those opinions.
We are an opinionated youth. So please exercise your rights. We have the right to freedom of speech, right?
Right to everything.
Yeah, so just exercise it on your comment section.
Do you think we are living up to the 1976 legacy? That is our question. And
Yamgela, on our socials.
Ma'am, I am Yamgela Tlatyana on Facebook. I am YamsX on TikTok and YamsX on Instagram. But I'm not on Instagram. I'm not really active on Instagram. But you can find me on Instagram at YamsX and TikTok. Where can I find you?
Okay. So, Mina, you can find me on Facebook, Simple Bongekile Vumisa, on TikTok, Miss Candy Coated, and on Instagram, it's Simple Bongekile Vumisa with no space, with an underscore. But that's all we have for you guys today.
Catch us in the next episode.
Yes. Make sure that you tune in on the Diva Drive podcast. But for me and Yams,
we are going.
We're out, guys. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.
Madiva's Radio.